Previously on the COVID house.
Reports blocked.
As of when?
As of 3 hours ago.
Get back to work. Otherwise, I won't aim for the lift.
Yes, boss. We are beacons of light that will shine in the dark corners and expose it for those who choose not to see.
And if I know anything, if you take out the biggest guy, the rest will fall into line.
Agent Mallory, I advise you to wake up.
Computer.
This better be important. I'm working on almost no sleep.
I assure you, Mr. Mallory, this is of great urgency. 12 masked individuals were seen entering the perimeter of compound 1002.
Do they have Sigma?
Affirmative.
Where's the security detail on the compound?
Incapacitated.
Do we know what they're after this time?
Affirmative. 14 life signs have exited the building. 7 keys are distributed amongst them.
Computer, ready the jet for Montana, USA. We can't keep letting this get out of hand. I need to get eyes on the ground.
Agent Mallory, I can understand your unrest and desire to reach the compound, but I remind you that your last visit was outside proper safety protocols and ended in 4 deaths and you sustaining significant injury.
Do you think I don't remember? I was on lockdown months after that. I know the risks, so I'm going to ask again. Computer, get me on
our plane. Updated protocols advise that you stay away from the U.S. Online activity has flagged a movement that is systematically targeting our sites in a random and unpredictable manner. If another compound is raided, we need you here to monitor it. Not in Montana, focusing on something that has already happened.
48 kids with 37 keys spread among them. There is nothing random about that. And if we keep passing it off as an act of unrest, our agency will be trapped underwater in a matter of months. All of the progress we've made will be lost.
My primary function is centered around protecting those who hold the keys and providing for contingencies. If I find it random, then statistically, I can assure you it is random. There's no way to know where they'll strike next. But my calculation does assume that this could only be done by somebody with distinct knowledge of our operations.
How so?
The hostiles are only working blind spots. Our cameras can only find the back of their cloaks and their sigmas. Along with that, they're finding ways to block out the recordings spread across all the compounds. They're leaving no traces. If it weren't for the intentional warnings that they're spreading across our agency's communication systems, we wouldn't know that they even existed at all.
Do we have any indication of who they are?
We have 5 files on different members of the group, all deceased. But we have reason to believe the person leading them is stronger than previously thought.
What makes you say that?
Because the warnings in our communications all reference the one who rises.
Give me any information on the one who rises.
Searching the dark web. Hundreds of videos. Mr. Mallory, there would be a reason not to watch this.
We are the bounds.
This is sick. They're killing people.
I tribute my life, I tribute my soul.
From what I can tell, this is some sort of ritual.
I tribute my mind.
An acceptance video. They may not be killing them, but taking something from them. Uplink engaged. One piece of audio has been reassembled. This is the first known reference of the one who rises. Audio only.
You really know how to captivate an audience, don't you, TJ?
Man, don't call me TJ. Wait, Tim? Is that you?
Boundless call me the Scrivener, because I convey the weak and unfortunate souls to the paper I paste my pen on. I know it's a little silly, but it's just a part of the code. We must address each other as the status in the Boundless City. But believe it or not, it took me a long time to get a name like that.
Well, obviously not that long, if I'm already the one who rises. Speaking of which, why do they call me that?
Because you're the man who's going to take them towards the light. You're the one who gets a second chance and who knows the secrets. Collectively, they've been in your presence for longer than you've been awake. I've been working with them for months, and these people are ready to make a move. It's only a matter of who would be the one to pull the strings and it looks like that is you.
Look, I don't want to get myself into this mess. You and I both know what it's like to deal with craziness from the compound.
And that's where you're wrong. They are not crazy. They're just the ones who are ready to make the move, to push back against the authority and push back what we've all been told. They're the ones with the confidence to be known. Now the question is, are you?
Look, I'll make my own decisions on that.
Do you know how many people were stuck in the freezers just like you? I heard it. I saw it. You knew in the back of your mind there were hundreds. But through all this, they picked you. They picked you for your strength, for your mind, and for your bravery. And if this is something that you shy away from for even a moment, you will fail the outside world, fail everything, fail this process.
Fail the process? What process?
Look at you. You're showing more strength than ever before. You saw what you did to that wall. That was not something you could have done before. I believe it was an unexpected side effect from your fight with the cyborg and what they did to make sure that you heal from your wounds. You are a survivor, TJ. And that's the type of person these people need to lead them. Plus, what do you have to lose?
I have a lot to lose. I have my reputation, I have my life, and the love of my life.
See, that's just it. You don't know everything about the truth, about what they did. There's so much more to this story.
Wait, what are you talking about?
See, to me, trust is like respect. And I pay respect with my respect, and that's why I'm gonna tell you about the true nature of the compound.
The compound?
See, I know you were there, but there was another layer. The COVID house was just a test. And you were responsible for the most important part of that test. You helped with the security, make sure there was a safety plan in place in case people were to rush the gates, of course. And what you were doing wasn't just to isolate with COVID. It was a test for something even before COVID existed, for so much more. And because of your work, that compound got it right. And the guardians noticed.
Wait, who are these guardians?
Let me bring you to the stacks. I'll give you the full details. The stacks is our database. We've put together loose details about every compound. Look at this information, these computers.
What do you mean, every compound?
The original compounds. More than one, the Queensland Project, the Madagascar Initiative, the compound in Newfoundland, and the current headquarters in Northern Ireland. This group, they've called themselves the Guardians for over 100 years, and during COVID, they used their resources to expand to the U.S. and other parts of the world. We have the most extensive database on what they're up to. We know what they're eating for lunch, when they go to bed, when they wake up.
You mean there's more than one compound? And how do you know this? Tim, from what I recall, you could barely remember what you had for breakfast some days. You always had questions when we talked.
I've changed a great deal since then. See, I left that place and I promise you my information is good. We know that these guardians are obsessed with the end of the world and they're constantly testing people to see who is worthy of survival.
Testing people?
Let's say the world was about to end. There was an asteroid or an upcoming nuclear war and you could only choose 10,000 to 20,000 people to survive. Who would you pick?
I don't see the point of this.
If you're going to lead, TJ, you need to know what they know.
I'm not going to lead them.
Who would you pick to save the world, the end of the world?
If I had to pick, doctors, farmers, and of course my wife.
Very good. Most people would. But what if humanity requires that those people spend 20 or 30 years underground to wait for the fallout to clear? Those you've selected would be senior citizens. And when the Earth recovers, who would be there to repopulate? And that's why they've been working so hard to conduct these tests on children.
Children? What? That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
You already know. To find children who can face trauma and not just survive, but thrive. Because the person who checks the box for leadership in normal times may be the one who goes crazy when the world ends. You know what they did to Ben. They believe that children who can provide hope for the next stage of humanity and that they must be prepared in advance. Trauma, testing. We want to stop that.
So these people, these boundless citizens, want to shut down these compounds.
They don't just want to. They feel like it is their cause. They feel like they have to.
Then I'll leave it to them because I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to be there to find out. I'm going to find my wife.
That's just it. I don't think you'll be able to do that.
Because you're my friend, I'm going to warn you.
Choose your words wisely.
I think in your heart you already know the truth.
Careful what you say.
Okay. TJ, my trusted friend, I am sorry to be the bearer of this news, but the COVID house, they took the love of your life. She wanted to see you. They started asking questions, but...
No. No!
They showed no remorse.
No!
To them, it was just another day in the office. I left. I had to leave.
She's not dead. I know it.
The sound she made, I can't erase those sounds from my mind. No matter how hard they try, I know she's at one of the compounds. We're gonna stop them. They made it look like an accident, but
I will kill them all!
They moved her body to one of the other compounds. I'm not sure which one.
Every single one!
We'll find them.
They will all die.
They'll never see us coming.
Note to self, location, Montana, USA. Time, 0200 hours. Date, July 14th. The Montana compound was rendered useless after the ransacking that the Boundless left. The only signs of life left are the bodies left in their wake. Damn it! Those monsters, they left no one. Everyone's dead. Wait, I hear something. Someone. Let me check.
Help. Help
you, sir. You. Let me move these rocks.
I'm forevering you that. Are you one of them? Are you one of the Boundless? Thank you. I knew they'd send one of the people back. They were trustworthy when they send the Boundless and never leave each other behind.
I'm sorry, mate, but I'm Major Mallory of a different organization. Our goal is to protect the sum of humanity. And what you and the Boundless did today is an international war crime. I'm going to have to take you into some questions.
The Boundless will never be taken. We answer to no one. Just the truth. What's in that needle? I'm not taking the vaccine.
Vaccine? No. It's an amobarbital. But you can call it truth serum. Now, I'm going to give you this oxygen mask. I suggest you put it on. One of the side effects is that you have trouble breathing.
Are you going to kill me?
No. Not unless you refuse to tell me what I want.
Why is it so cold?
It's the side effects of the drug. Listen, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and you're going to answer honestly. Now let's get to the question. Who is the one who rises?
He's the embodiment of a modern god. He's stronger than you could possibly know. I saw him with my own eyes emerge from the cold coffin and lift the follower with one hand by its neck.
Noted. Do you know his name?
He has no name. For he's the one who rises. That is what he is known for. He never stays in one place for too long. He moves around. It's why we are able to hit so many of your compounds.
That's a great answer, but it's not what I asked.
The one who rises steals trucks. We sleep in there usually. It carries all our weapons. We steal them from the facilities we burn down.
You mentioned the follower. Who is he?
He was our previous leader until he proved to be too weak. The one who rises is the only true leader now.
You have to give me a location. You have to give me something. Give me something.
Our leaders work in the same ways. They never showed their real names. Now please, sir, it's getting cold in here. Do you have a coat?
Fine. But if you even think about trying to escape, I'll let you know that I have a blade that can and will cut you if I deem necessary. What is that? No! No! Spit it out! No, 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 no! I need more information. Damn it! Note to self, I have a lead. They're in the truck stolen from the facilities they've taken down, and they're armed. So I need the license plates, but my suspect has killed himself with a cyanide pill. I can't extract any more information.
Agent Mallory, nice to be here again.
Oh, what happened, Mallory?
Graduated from Oxford, top honors. One of the most decorated fences of all time, and then you lead the Guardians. Off to find me in the compound you're at right now. But that's old news.
My plan for revenge is far bigger than that. See you soon, Mallory. See you soon. Oh, and hey, have you got my present yet?
Present? What could... stomach. External uplink to computer system. Computer.
Pending threat detected, Agent Mallory.
What? I'll get away.
Explosion will be too large. We must activate your key.
I've got other plans for my key. I can't use it now.
Threat is imminent.
Fine, but this is not how I plan to use my key. Ah! Activate key!
Key activated. Location left arm. Crystalline protection field building. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Body scan confirmed. Shield structure assembled. Physical protection activated. Uplink reestablished. Agent Mallory. Agent Mallory, are you okay?
I must have passed out.
You have only been out for a few minutes. Drones have arrived with medical supplies and rations.
I am not hungry.
You'll need to replenish your protein due to the key activation. This is not a suggestion.
I can't.
It's fine. The keys are only a failsafe.
A failsafe? Do you know how much time and effort goes into those keys? You only get one, and if it is used, you never get to use it again.
Correct. The body cannot take the trauma of its use more than once. You'll need to be more careful moving forward, Agent Mallory. As a side note, I've reconstructed the final piece of audio. This version is non-corrupted.
Listen. Did you get my other messages? I am not him. I don't want to be responsible for his actions. I can feel it. This is going to be my last message. I'm barely able to send these out anymore. I've been trying to reach you. You're the only one who knows. The only one who understands. Did you get my messages? And I don't know if you're locked away in a new sanctuary trying to find some place where you're protected. I can understand if you want to get away from all of this. I understand why. But I don't think you're safe anymore. You're the only one who can stop him. He's growing stronger. And I believe that you can track down his weakness. The only thing that can bring back his humanity. It might save us all. Before it gets worse. Did you get my messages? Please tell me you got my messages.